11. The French Juggler. Major Hayward, who led the group, came to a large clearing. In the distance, he thought he saw an Indian village and a strange Indian walking towards him. He called Hawkeye, who looked and then laughed.
Major, that certainly isn't an Indian village. It's a beaver colony,
he exclaimed.
And look, it's David Gamut. Not an Indian. David, what are you doing here? Where are the girls?
Hawkeye asked. Magua captured me and the girls during the massacre. Alice is now a prisoner in a Huron village, 2 miles from here. Cora was sent to a Delaware village nearby. Since I was always singing my church hymns, the Hurons thought I was mad. The Indian tradition respects mad people and lets them go, do whatever they want. That's why I am here and free to move about.
If you're free to move about, then you can really help us, David,
said Hawkeye.
You can easily go to the Huron village and tell Alice that we are here to help her and Cora escape. No one will suspect you.
I'll go with you, David. It will be easier to save Alice if there are two of us,
Major Hayward exclaimed.
I have an idea. Chingachgook has lots of paints, and he can make me look like a French juggler from Ticonderoga. You know, there are jugglers and clowns who go from village to village. I speak French perfectly, and the paints will change my appearance.
Chingachgook painted Major Hayward's face, and soon he was ready to begin his adventure as a French juggler in the Huron village. Hawkeye and Uncas decided to explore the area around the Indian villages, while Chingachgook and General Monroe remained at the beaver colony. As soon as Major Hayward, disguised as a French juggler, entered the Huron village, he was surrounded by curious children. They looked at him, ran around him, and touched him. Although his disguise was excellent, Hayward was nervous. He looked for the biggest wigwam of the village and quietly entered. It was full of Huron Indians, all seated in a circle. Some were talking. Others were smoking a long pipe. He sat down with them. One of the older warriors, probably the chief, spoke to him in French.
Where are you from, white brother?
I come from the French fort of Ticonderoga. I am a juggler, a man of magic,
Hayward replied in French.
An evil spirit lives in my daughter. You are a juggler, a man of magic. Can you frighten the evil spirit away with your magic?
Hayward knew something about the Indian beliefs and superstitions. He thought this was a good opportunity for him to move around in the village. Perhaps he could find Alice. He answered the Indian in a mysterious way.
All spirits are different. Some can be frightened away, but others are too strong. However, I will try.
You will try?
Asked the older warrior. Hayward nodded.
Then let us go to the cave, said the older warrior.